Pablo Casals, playing the Song of the Birds for John F. Kennedy, recorded at the White House. Author and musicologist Dr. Elise Kirk has written a book called Music at the White House, A History of the American Spirit. She's just published a new book called Musical Highlights from the White House. Elise Kirk spoke recently to a group of educators in Washington, D.C. about music at JFK's White House.
John F. Kennedy did not really care for music. Some who knew him very well said he claimed it hurt his ears. Yet the Kennedy administration of 2½ short years was filled with staged operas in the White House. Jacqueline Kennedy, who was knowledgeable in all the arts, claimed her main concern was to present the best and not necessarily what was popular at the time. Beginning with the historic Pablo Casals concert, which was one of the most publicized concerts in America, the Kennedys established the White House as a prominent center for America's artistic achievements, and their dedication and creativity provided a model for succeeding administrations to the present day.
Author and musicologist Elise Kirk. You're listening to An Invitation to the White House with the Dear Friends. Guitarist James Furla has music from the time of the 15th president, James Buchanan, next. In Buchanan's administration of 1857, outdoor concerts by the Marine Band continued to draw large crowds. At a gala concert outdoors honoring the Prince of Wales, the band played a new arrangement of Richard Milburn's Listen to the Mockingbird. Here's guitarist James Furla.